You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 326 of Erk FM Australia, that you can hear on Erk FM Australia, Tracks Radio and Stitcher Radio. While Erk is recovering from the massive trip to America and also preparing episodes of the 70,000 tons of metal highlights for Erk FM Metal Monday, I've got some great music for you. Some of which you might have not heard before, some of which might sound a bit familiar to you if you are a regular listener of Erk FM Australia. Late last year, there was a progressive festival called Progfest, which visited various parts in Australia. Due to not having enough coin and also a clash with another festival, I wasn't able to attend any of the gigs in question, which was a shame because there's been a lot of great music that I found as a part of doing this particular episode. All the music on this sampler comes to us courtesy of Vulcan Entertainment. Thank you to Pete from Domino for giving me the heads up on this particular sampler. There's actually two parts, which gives you a great sample of some of the bands who were at Progfest in 2012. So without any further ado, let's get straight on to the music. We are going to hear a song called "And Plague Flowers the Kaleidoscope." And I really love it when bands with difficult names tell me how to actually pronounce it. I would never have guessed if they hadn't have done it in this particular case. From Melbourne, we're about to hear from Naob Levisikaris. Naob Levisikaris, they were formed in 2003, but they hit the live scene in 2006 to widespread critical acclaim, with many hailing their unique sound, intensive live shows and extremely talented lineup. They are a six-piece metal band. I'm going to have to borrow some of these guys for FM Metal Monday after the 70,000 tons of metal, I think, consisting of violin, two guitars, bass drums, and clean and extreme vocals. They are from Melbourne, and they have a vast array of influences in their sound, from progressive to black, thrash, death, and melodic metal, even Western art music, dance, and flamingo. So it's going to be very, very interesting indeed. We're about to hear from Naob Levisikaris, and the track that we're about to hear is called "And Plague Flowers the Kaleidoscope." This is going to be very, very interesting.
Thank you.
people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know. That music is life, is life, is life. Music is life, music is life.
I'm going away. Going away, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, hang on. No, that's not the song. I'm sailing away, don't know when I'll be back again. No, not really. I'm going on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Eck, word to the wise. Leave the singing to the professionals. Irk FM Australia, Irk FM International, and Irk FM Metal Monday. Singing a lot better than Irk since 2009. IrkFM.com, where music is life.
Whispers we've been here before. burn as the sun's grip slips from the waters and burns. She's gauging the distance as the clouds and just burn. And just
Oh, yes, from Queensland, we just heard Arcane with their song The Sea. Prior to that, from Victoria, we heard Glass Empire with their song Clarity. Also from Victoria, prior to that, Have a Drink Every Time I Say Melbourne's Got a Good Music Scene. We heard from Branch Arterial with their song Faces. And, of course, we heard from Ney Ovicharis with their song And Plague Flowers of Kaleidoscape to open up the episode. Branch Arterial are racing full steam ahead to continue the momentum and outstanding success from their debut EP, Voices Unknown. They had a massive 2011. They played with some of Australia's biggest bands, including 12 Foot Ninja, who I've heard a little bit about, Cydonia, I've played them here on IRC FM, Jericho, and a New Year's Eve show with Dead Letter Circus on the Gold Coast. Heard a fair bit of those as well. The Melbourne five-piece powerhouse are yet to see their biggest year yet. The first half of 2012 saw the band tour extensively, bringing their explosive live show through the east coast of Australia. Straight after that, they went back into the studio. And their new single, Faces, and a full Australian tour was to follow after that. After Branch Arterial, we heard from Glass Empire, also from Melbourne. Their debut single, Clarity, is now out via the usual downloady places. Heavy Mag said, quote, "Soaring lead vocals, titanic drumming, and great progressive sounds were the order of the evening for this four-piece. They showed why they are considered the heir to the Carnival Dead Letter Circus throne." There's someone else mentoring Dead Letter Circus. And then after that, Arcane from Brisbane. Their influences include life, art, and science. They occupy a unique place in the Australian progressive music scene. Their virtuistic musicianship, transcendental live performances, and 2009's critically acclaimed dark and energetic concept album Chronicles of the Waking Dream have earned them a reputation as one of Australia's most premier progressive rock bands. They have shared stages with artists such as Soilwork from Sweden, Dead Letter Circus, there's Dead Letter Circus again, Sleep Makes Waves, Toe Hider, The Eternal, Five Star Prison Cell, the opening band of the episode that we mentioned, Ney Ovicharis, Hazards of Swimming Naked, and hundreds more. Their live show, often accompanied by a backdrop as staggering visualizations, is a vast sensory experience. Their second album, Chronicle of the Waking Dream, features a dense narrative story arc that has not been fully elaborated on by the band. We are about to hear some more great tunes. We are about to hear from Breaking Orbit, who was formed in late 2009 in Sydney. They create a captivating type of heavy prog rock that is intricate and eclectic, with each song telling a story. Their music ebbs and flows through passages, melodic yet heavy, tribal yet modern, atmospheric yet brutal. It is an amalgamation of astonishing musicianship. They began by releasing a self-titled three-track EP containing a much-praised cover of Massive Attack's Dissolved Girl, touring the east coast of Australia and supporting such bands as Cog and Dead Letter Circus. Tell you what, in this prog scene, it must be compulsory to mention Dead Letter Circus in your bio. In 2010, they began recording what was to be their debut album. And in late 2010, they released two singles from the album, My Direction and Call Sign. In 2012, they completed work on their long-awaited debut album, The Time Traveller. The album is an hour-long epic, flowing through dynamic passages and presenting a constantly changing scenery. The album's concept resolves around the evolution of man through past, present, and future times, touching on themes from ancient mythology even. So here are Breaking Orbit.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know. That music is...
Music is life on IRC FM. IRC FM Metal Monday on Mondays, IRC FM Australia every Friday, and music from outside Australia on IRC FM International every Wednesday. IRC FM, music is life, IRCFM.com, part of Channel IRC.
to do.
Are you sick of being stuck in the snow in Canada? Have you run out of coin? Can't have any frequent flyer miles to come to the Southern Hemisphere? Don't want to go to Europe? Don't want to go to the US? Mexico? Who knows? That's okay, come along for the ride. Come fly with IRC. You know, that's not another podcast, but that's not a bad idea. But in the meantime, check out IRC on IRCpod, IRC's original talk podcast since 2007. Flying all around the world, who knows where IRC will end up next? IRCpod, part of Channel IRC, channelirc.com. You are listening to Echo FM Australia, episode number 326. We just heard from Feed with their song The Script. Volition before that, from Queensland, with their song Simplistic Revelations. Prior to that, No Home for Heroes from New South Wales with their song Parallel. And the artist who opened up that set, Breaking Orbit, also from Sydney, with their song called Time Traveller. Now let me tell you a little bit about No Home for Heroes. Parallel is described as a concept album by Nathan McMahon. They have so many different influences. I'm sure I'll say Cog. Yes, there are Cog, Alchemist, The Ataris, Butterfly Effect, Coldplay, Cradle of Filth, The Cranberries, Eskimo Joe, John Farnham, Johnny Cash, Eskimo Joe, I'm just reading bands at random here, Jimmy Eat World, haven't heard from those guys for a while, Carnival, and a lot more. They are from Sydney. The concept of their album is based on a script written by Nathan McMahon about self-discovery, the meaning of life, a mysterious device, and the end of the world. Well, the end of the world hasn't happened yet for this rock, metal, progressive rock and indie band from Sydney. And then after that, we heard from Volatron, that started in a small bedroom on the outskirts of Perth, with Joel Williams, a primitive recording device, an acoustic guitar and some ideas in 2007. Over the next 5 years, there have been several lineup changes, a move in a state back to the hometown of Melbourne, and around 100 gigs. They launched their debut EP, Wait and Hope. And the last band that we heard from Queensland, all I can tell you about them is that their name is Feed. They seem to like clouds and telescopes, but that's all I can really see on their website, unfortunately. Can't tell you much about them, but we will continue. And we are about to hear from another band who are from Victoria, the Stealth Creeping Acrop. Always have trouble with that word, eh? We're about to hear from the Stealth Creeping Acropolis from Victoria, the Switch Don't Exist. Their influences are here and now. And if you go to their Facebook page, you can download their EP. And they invite you to tell them what it sounds like rather than them forcing an expectation upon us. Their demoing began in May 2011, and their EP was born in February 2012.
Oh,
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Our penultimate artist we just heard from Sydney, Sabriel, with their song My Own. Prior to that we heard Appatriations of Noel, also from New South Wales, with their song Kaleidoscopes Part 1. Prior to that we heard the acoustic Sam Locke with their song Squared. And before that we heard Cinder and Dry with their song Inside Out. And to open up the set we heard from the Stealth Creeping Acropolis with their song The Switch Don't Exist. Let me tell you about Cinder and Dry. They are a progressive rock band from northwestern Sydney with a desire to play unique music with dynamic flavours to keep their palate guessing. Their new record Double Black will be out soon and they can't wait to play their new tunes for you. They are influenced by everything and everything. Their current location, right here, and they also like Carnival, Cog, there's Cog again, Dream Theatre and Porcupine Tree. We also heard from Sam Locke, the Sam Locke solo project from Launceston in Tasmania. Prog rock and prog metal. Sam does all the instruments and programming. And his new album, Crossing the Barrier, is out now at the usual downloading places. He simply describes himself as a one-man instrumental project. Then we heard from Repatriations of Null. They're a progressive metal band from Sydney. We just heard their track, Kaleidoscopes Part 1. Like us, they know that it is rare to find a band with a truly unique sound. With this in mind, they have striven to create music that is totally unmatched in today's scenes. With compositions well exceeding 20 minutes, they combine acoustic and classical guitars with melodic and technical death metal with a powerful sense of groove. And to finish that set, we heard from Sabriel, who are a four-piece alternative rock band from Sydney. We're going to finish up with Nothing God. Nothing God was formed out of the creative vision of bassist, composer, producer and artist Stuart Chase Bands. Nothing Good is a unique blend of dark eastern feels, syrupy trip-hop influenced grooves, polyrhythmic synopications, industrial heaviness and ambient soundscapes. Or he was once described as hotter than Tabasco. So here's Nothing God to end up. Do you like the sound of Irk's voice? Ah, so you're the one. Also, check out IrkPod, which is Irk's original talk pass. You think I'd be able to talk after all these years, wouldn't you? IrkPod, Irk's original talk podcast on Channel Irk since 2007. Also, check out Irk to the Dory Room, Irk discussing TV, entertainment, news, pop culture, and a lot more. And coming in May 2013, let's go on the rails, come for a ride, on the rails with Irk. Possibly the Southern Hemisphere's only railway podcast. Interesting. Sounds different. Channel Irk.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.
Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly enjoyed bringing you this music. Progfest Part 1, there'll be more music like this next week. Progfest 2012 Sample of Part 2 next week. I know your ears have had a workout, and my tongue's had a workout as well. We heard from Naopsicharis, Branch Arterial, Glass Empire, Arcane, Breaking Orbit, No Home for Heroes, Volatron, Feed, The Stealth Creeping Acropolis, Cinder and Dryer, Sam Locke, Apatriations of Null, Sabriel, and Nothing God. I'll be back next week to bring you part two of the Progfest 2012 sampler, courtesy of Welkin Entertainment. Wow, my tongue's tired. I'm going to have a rest. I'm going to have a lie down and have some food. Till next week, I'm Irk. Thanks for listening. Good night, Interweb.